Hi guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode 119, we are talking about how to cherry pick your clients and why it is so imperative to be very specific on what kind of client you want to work with so that you avoid the drama clients. All right guys, let's begin. Hey guys, so today I wanted to talk about having and attracting clients and how to do it in a way where you are attracting the right clients to you. And the problem with, you know, starting a business in any form or capacity, we kind of get desperate in the clients we have and the clients we decide to work with. So one of the things in foundations of what I like to coach my clients on is really getting clear on who your ideal clients would be. And the reason why I say that is because there's always a level of connection that you need to have with your clients and ability to have that rapport. Because the moment you don't have that level of rapport with your clients is the moment they don't listen to you. They don't respect what you say. And they think that they know what to do in whatever phase that you're helping them in. Whether that be relationships, business, finance, raising children, whatever it is. And not having that kind of rapport with your clients is a detriment to getting results. And one of the things I've personally experienced is when clients decide to take on whatever it is that they need to take on all on their own, and they don't ask for support, then they in turn start having a pattern, or maybe it's a pattern that they've had their entire lives, and they just bring that same pattern into the program. And the most detrimental thing in any results and achieving results in any program is to be aware of those client patterns and then breaking those patterns and then making it aware that those patterns are going to eliminate and take away from having some client results. So what's the point of all of this? The point is when you're in business and you're trying to get, you know, leads, you're trying to figure out your prospects in business, how to attract the right leads, how to attract the leads that will convert, and how to use your time wisely so that you're not talking to people that are gonna say no anyway, is that you actually really know on an in-depth level who your audience is and who your ideal clients are and who the perfect fit is for your program. So one of the things I like to do is I always like to have conversations, an actual conversation with my potential clients. And anyone that I have any kind of in-depth conversation with, I really need to have some sort of connection with them in a sense where it's like, I really think and in my truest heart of hearts that my program will really help their current state of business or mindset. Now, if it doesn't vibe, right, if there is no connection there, it feels kind of off, I don't generally offer the program. And the reason why I have such a rule about this is because I've experienced the other side to that. And the other side to that is just having a ton of people in your program and they're not ideal. You know, they're not ideal clients. They're not studious. They blame other people for whatever results. You know, sometimes people get lazy and make excuses as to why they disappeared. And then also in the end of all of that, they're going to look up at the end of the program and blame you for not having any results. Now, if you have a choice of what clients to work with, are you going to work with those kind of clients that are not in the mindset of growth, or are you going to work with the clients that see the potential in being different and operating in a different way? And so that when the time is presented where it's like, hey, these are the things that you need to do you know, you have to do X, Y, and Z. This is the kind of things you need to grow into. You need to recreate and reinvent your identity, right? And when you're able to relay your message in a very soulful, connective way, you can really grab someone's attention on a deeper level beyond whatever ego reason why they are doing what they're doing. Does that make sense, guys? I hope that does. So I really want to encourage you guys to really get in tuned with who your ideal client is and which client is perfect for you. And, you know, I have a client right now who's extremely studious. She is probably one of my most studious clients, actively emailing me, actively looking at all of the weekly modules, very, very hands-on in all of the worksheets. You know, in fact, I see the progress reports and people's logging into the membership site and really looking at each one of the modules and downloading each aspect. And I see that some people are, you know, the last time they logged in was weeks ago. You know, and the last time someone downloaded something was weeks ago. And then I see another student who is a lot more active and actually really takes the time to listen and consume the information. And that really does change someone's trajectory in their business, in their lives, because if you're really taking the time to consume the information, you're really going to see some amazing results. Now, if you have been in my program and you rarely logged on, or if you're in another program and you rarely log on, or you rarely participate, or you rarely complete any weekly assignments or weekly to-dos or tasks, then your results are going to show that. And when you are actively, you know, taking action, really pushing yourself to make a difference, then you're going to see some amazing results as well. So that is that for choosing your clients right, choosing the right clients for you, and then also understanding the importance of having the perfect client in your program, and that there is a way to attract those kind of clients. There is a, you know, it's just like the flow of abundance. You know, if you're willing to work on your frequency, the vibration you're emitting, whether that be a lower vibration and you feel heavy inside all the time, if you feel heavy inside all the time, best believe your results are going to be heavy as well. If you feel light, excited, enthused, happy, excited to take on whatever it is that day offers and brings to you, then your results are also going to be in that kind of zest. So always check in to see what kind of vibrational energy are you consistently putting out. You know, and I don't mean like sprouts of 1 hour of high vibration and the rest of the day you feel like shit, or the rest of the day you want to hide in a dark room. You have to take a look at how you are operating at, because that is what you're going to attract in your space. And I really want you guys to take a look at the options and choices out there on how to be. You know, we're not stuck in our mindset of grief or mindset of sabotage or mindset of lack and scarcity. You don't have to be in that. You can really choose differently every day. And the moment that you actually see that you have the power to do that is when things can actually change for you. And that's really what I do in my programs constantly. I'm constantly clearing energy so that my clients can have that space of potentiality and possibility in their own business. So if this resonates with you, send me a message. I'd really like to have an opening conversation where you can see what it would be like if you took your business on to the next level, really clearing all of these negative mindsets in a way that is powerful and in a way that can be long lasting for you. Okay. All right. That is it for today, guys. Have an amazing day and thank you for being here. Also, if you want to message me, info@toxicmaria.com is the best way to reach me via email. Otherwise, I am on Instagram at instagram.com/mariahenderson.co. Okay, guys, so how to cherry pick your clients. This is one of the things that I also teach my clients in my Confident Business Women's Academy program. I teach my clients exactly how to cherry pick their own clients so that they are not stuck in the headache of dealing with drama clients or clients that they're not going to be able to bring results for. So number one, in order for you to really hone in and cherry pick your clients, is to define who your ideal client is for your program to the point where you're looking at it from a business standpoint. Okay, you have to look at cherry picking your clients from a very sound place, a place that this is pretty much you putting boundaries down in your professional life. If you're willing to deal with drama clients, then that means they're going to dish out some drama and it's going to be in your space. This is your way of eliminating that and also cherishing and really finding your business sacred. You want to only attract people who is in high vibrational frequency, high operating, very accountable and responsible clients, so that when it's time for them to do the work, they are going to do the work and they do not feel any kind of ill will towards the work or any kind of stuff like that. Okay, so get clear on who those clients are. What kind of attributes would they have? What kind of place are they in their lives? You know, are they moms, dads? Are they whatever age range? What profession would they be in? What salary income are they bringing in right now? What kind of niche are they going into? And then also think about some powerful characteristics that they are looking to grow or have a little bit of, and they just need to have like that push into really maximizing it. Number two, you want to get clear on where they're at. Where do they hang out? Do they hang out on Instagram? Do they hang out on Facebook communities? Are they on Pinterest, or are they on LinkedIn or Twitter? Or maybe they're on YouTube. Maybe they're a part of your group meetups physically in town. Maybe they are school parents that, you know, you can probably help out. Figure out where they hang out so that you know exactly where to find them and know how to connect with them. That is very important, because if you know your clients, then that means you know where they are, right? If you know who they are, that means you know their behaviors. So figure out where they hang out the most so you can be there and actually start making offers in that place. Number three, the next thing you want to do is be persistent in your vision of hiring and bringing on your ideal clients. What does that mean? That means do not waver from this client to that client. Don't be desperate where it's like, let's say you didn't get results for a good 30 days and you're questioning whether should I really fine-tune my clientele or should I now switch to make it broad? Be consistent in your decision. Always go with what feels good. Don't make decisions based off of being desperate. The moment you change things up is the moment you're telling the universe that the universe needs to redirect its energies towards creating this new goal you have. You have to remember that, you know, in this world of business and manifesting, there's always seeds that are planted, and then there's a time for reaping and sowing. You know, sometimes it'll take a couple of weeks, sometimes it'll take 1 month or 2 months or a couple of months for you to actually see the results. The moment you start changing things up is the moment you're going back to square one. So remember that there's always a time for reaping and sowing. You don't want to just continue to sow seeds down constantly, because then you're not going to be in the season of reaping. Does that make sense, guys? Just like, you know, planting, let's say you wanted to plant actual sprout. Like, let's say you wanted to plant a tomato plant or a basil plant in your kitchen, something inside that you could just have. You're not going to consistently plant something, take it out, put a new seed down, take it out, put a new seed down. You're going to literally plant it, nurture the soil, make sure it has plenty of water, and continue to grow it throughout the days and weeks to come. Same thing for your business. You don't want to take out the seed just because in 2 days you didn't get the results, just because in 1 week you didn't get the results. You have to nurture your systems you decided to put in and foster. Okay, otherwise you're taking away from the momentum that the universe is now putting in place for you. You have to remember also that the universe is really supporting you. So the more you change things up, the more the universe is changing things up for you as well. So you have to stick to the plan, stick to the plan and see it through, so that the universe can fully give you the plan's results in its entirety. Okay, I hope this really is clear, because this is one of the main things I see a lot of people do. They change things up, they change their branding, they change their name, they might even change some of their programs and systems. There was a time where I wanted to change some stuff up because I wasn't getting results. But guess what? I literally, if I had changed my methods and systems, I wouldn't have reached being able to triple my income in 1 month's time if I had changed things up. That's why I see the benefits of keeping things the way it is. If you have a system that is working for you, it feels good to you to do, consistently do it until you see results. Okay, guys? All right, that is it for this section. Have an amazing day. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.